consumer group that wants universal health care calls Wisconsin one of the worst states in the nation to get insurance for pre-existing health conditions. Robert Craig from Citizen Action says a report by the group known as Families USA shows Wisconsin is one of 8 states that has no time limit on such exclusions.
In many states, there's a 6-month limit for excluding coverage or a pre-existing condition, and many others, there's a 12-month limit, but there's none in Wisconsin.
What that means is insurers can look back indefinitely on a patient's medical history in deciding whether to deny coverage. 59-year-old Rini Cici was diagnosed with gastric lymphoma 20 years ago. Since treatment, she says there's been no recurrence. However, she can't get regular coverage and says the state's high-risk insurance is unaffordable for her.
I cannot get health insurance, and yet if I was incarcerated, I would have health insurance. If I poked myself in the eye and became blind, I could get insurance. But a person who has been working and paying taxes their entire lives cannot.
The Doyle administration does have a plan to eventually offer health insurance on a sliding pay scale to people like Cici. It's called Badger Care Plus. There's also a proposal by Congressman Steve Kagan that would prevent what he calls discriminatory practices by health insurers. That bill was introduced in February, but has not had a hearing. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.